factions. The government in Tripoli and a rival Eastern administration signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page, quote, "The 5+5 joint military commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya," end quote, adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. The European Commission welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire, calling for it to go into immediate effect and for peace talks to resume. EU's foreign policy spokesman told reporters the agreement, quote, "is key for the resumption of a political dialogue," end quote. Sporadic gunshots were heard in Lagos Friday as security forces patrolled Nigeria's biggest city after days of unrest following the shooting of protesters that sparked condemnation at home and abroad. The president warned demonstrators in a televised address Thursday not to, quote, "undermine national security," end quote, as he called for an end to widespread protest gripping Africa's most populous country. Guinea President Alpha Conde appears to have secured a third term in office based on preliminary results of Sunday's election. A Conde spokesman told Reuters news agency the campaign is satisfied with the first results, which gives the president's team hope and confidence for a certain victory. With most electoral districts counted, Conde reportedly received 2.4 million votes. The spokesperson for the opposition candidate, who reportedly received 1.26 million votes, said without providing proof, the vote included alleged fraud and will be challenged in court. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin met the king on Friday to ask him to declare a state of emergency